Welcome to Zichu Daf Sima. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Erevin Daf Chavav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a case was introduced on the bottom of Daf Kaf Hei Amud Beis, in which the Reish Lakish had an arbor. It's a pavilion set up around a shady tree in his orchard, and the orchard was over two beis and had not been designated for residential use. He asked Rav Huna Bar Chinana to adjust it for him so that they could go there on Shabbos and eat there. Rav Huna went and erected a fence of sticks spaced less than three tefachim apart along both sides of the path leading from the house to the orchard to the arbor. Rashi explains that Rav Huna Bar Chinana held that it was prohibited to carry in the orchard because the arbor had been constructed only after the orchard's enclosure. Rava then went and pulled out the sticks because he held that the entire orchard was permitted. He held that the arbor was considered a residence, and putting it there converted the orchard into the courtyard of the arbor. Therefore, the orchard was considered enclosed for the use of the residents in it. The Gemara brings a few cases that support Rav Huna Bar Chinana's view that establishing a residence after the formation of enclosure does not change the status of the enclosure. Point number two, the Gemara teaches that after Yeshayahu informed Chizkiyahu that he was going to die, he exited the palace into the middle yard. The Gemara asks why Yeshayahu went out to this yard. Rashi explains that this yard was at the back of the palace and was not the typical way to leave the palace. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan, Malamit Shechal Chizkiyah Vahalch Yeshayahu Vahoshim Yeshiva Al Pischo. This teaches that Chizkiyah got ill, and Yeshayahu went and established a yeshiva near his door so that the schus of leaving a Torah would protect him. From here we learn that when a Talmud Chacham gets sick, we should establish a yeshiva near his door. The Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan's advice, Dilma Asi Le'Grui Beis Satan, because this might lead to inciting the Satan, meaning the Malach HaMavis, against him. And point number three, you stated in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph that Rabbi Eli heard from Rabbi Elezer that if one of the residents of a Chatzar forgot and did not join in the Erev, then his house is forbidden for him to carry in and out of, and the other residents are permitted to carry in and out of his house. On our Daf, the Gemara questions this ruling based on a Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, where it stated that in the above case, his house is forbidden to all residents to carry in and out of. Rav Huna Bereda Rav Yeshua answers that it's not a difficulty. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Ezra, who holds Hamavatu Rishutz Chatzero Beis Obito. One who relinquishes his rights in his Chatzer also relinquishes his rights in his home, thereby giving others the right to carry in and out of it. The other Mishnah goes according to the Rabban, who hold that Hamavat Rishus Chatzero, Rishus Beiso Abito. One who relinquishes his rights in his Chatzer does not relinquish his rights in his home, and therefore the other residents as well may not carry in and out of his home. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, a case was introduced on the bottom of Daf Chaveim and Beis, in which the Reish Galusa had an arbor, a pavilion set up around a shady tree, in his orchard, and the orchard was over two beisah and had not been designated for residential use. He asked Rav Huna Bar Chinana to adjust it for him so that they could go there on Shabbos and eat there. So Rav Huna went and erected a fence of sticks spaced less than three tefachim apart along both sides of the path leading from the house through the orchard to the arbor. Rashi explains that Rav Huna Bar Chinana held that it was prohibited to carry in the orchard because the arbor had been constructed only after the orchard's enclosure. Rav then went and pulled out the sticks because he held that the entire orchard was permitted, because he held that the arbor was considered a residence, and putting it there converted the orchard into the courtyard of the arbor. Therefore, the orchard was considered enclosed for the use of the residents in it. The Gemara brings a few cases that support Rav Huna Bar Chinana's view that establishing a residence after the formation of enclosure does not change the status of the enclosure. Point number two, the Gemara teaches that after Yeshayahu informed Chizkiyahu that he was going to die, he exited the palace into the middle yard. So the Gemara asks why Yeshayahu went out through this yard. Rashi explains that this yard was at the back of the palace and was not the typical way to leave the palace. So Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Malamit Shechal Chizkiyah Bahalch Yeshayahu Bahoshiv Yeshiva Al Pischo. This teaches that Chizkiyah got ill, and Yeshayahu went and established a yeshiva near his door so that the schus of Limud Torah would protect him. From here we learned that when a Talmud Chacham gets sick, we should establish a yeshiva near his door. The Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan's advice, Dilma Asi La'Grui Beis Satan, because this might lead to inciting the Satan, meaning the Malach HaMavis, against him. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that Rabbi Eli heard from Rabbi Elezer that if one of the residents of a Chatzar forgot and did not join in the Erev, then his house is forbidden for him to carry in and out of, but the other residents are permitted to carry in and out of his house. On our Daf, the Gemara questions this ruling based on a Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, where it's stated that in the above case, his house is forbidden to all residents to carry in and out of. So Rav Huna Breg of Yeshua answers that it's not a difficulty. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Ezer, who holds Hamavato Rishus Chatzero Beis Obito. One relinquishes his rights in his chatzer, also relinquishes his rights in his home, thereby giving others the right to carry in and out of it. The other Mishnah goes according to the Rabban, who hold Hamavato Rishus Chatzero Rishus Beis Obito. One who relinquishes his rights in his chatzer does not relinquish his rights in his home, and therefore the other residents as well may not carry in and out of his home. All right, so now we go to our simon. Our simon for Chavav is a coup, a military coup. So here goes. The enemy soldiers hiding behind the pavilion in the courtyard were so impressed by the temporary yeshiva set up next to the sick king's palace that they surrendered and relinquished their rights to their courtyards and their homes. Once again, in slow motion. The enemy soldiers, that must mean we're talking about a military coup, and that's Daf Chavav. The enemy soldiers hiding behind the pavilion in the orchard, which reminds me of the pavilion set up in the Reish Galusa's orchard, and the Machlokas whether a pathway from the house to it, fenced in by sticks, was needed to carry there. So the enemy soldiers hiding behind the pavilion in the orchard were so impressed by the temporary yeshiva set up next to the sick king's palace, which reminds us of the yeshiva that Yeshayahu set up next to Chizkiyahu's palace to be a schus for him when Chizkiyahu was ill. And the Gemara is saying that this should not be done in general because it might incite the Satan. So the enemy soldiers hiding behind the pavilion in the orchard were so impressed by the temporary yeshiva set up next to the sick king's palace that they surrendered and relinquished their rights to their courtyards and their homes. Which reminds of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehezer and the Chachamim, whether one being mevatel rights in his chatzar means he has also relinquished rights to his home to permit others in the chatzar to carry into it and from it. So once again, the enemy soldiers hiding behind the pavilion in the orchard were so impressed by the temporary yeshiva set up next to the sick king's palace that they surrendered and relinquished their rights to their courtyards and their homes. All right, now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf Chabes. So the simple Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The righteous cab driver. Cab driver, that must be more in Daf Chabes. The righteous cab driver, who is destined in the future to receive a lot of schar, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the topic of divine reward. Rabbi Yua expand on the pasuk, Oyacher Sono. He will not delay payment to those who hate him. The Kosh Baruch Hu does not delay payment to those that hate him, but rather gives them the reward in this world. Whereas he does delay payment to Tzaddik and Gemurim, meaning he postpones their payment until Olam Haba. This is in essence what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what is the meaning of that which is written? You shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to do them. Today, meaning in this world, is the time to do the mitzvahs, and not tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, is not the time to do mitzvahs. Today one does mitzvahs, and tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, one receives his reward. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah brings a machlokas whether traffic may be allowed to pass through the posts of the enclosure of a well without disrupting their function as mechitzas. Rav Yehuda said that if the path of Rosh's Rabbim cuts between the posts, it's al kenelot stadim, he must divert the traffic to the side of the enclosure. And the Chachamim say it's not necessary. In their view, the traffic does not invalidate the mechitzos. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, kan hodiyecha kochan shel mechitzos. Here, in the ruling of the Chachamim, the Tana informed you of the power of mechitzos, meaning that the posts are not invalidated by the traffic. The Gemara states that this statement implies that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this ruling. However, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim imali dalsoset ninaz balaylo, Yerushalayim, if it were not for its doors that were closed at night, chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. One would be liable for carrying in rishus harabim, meaning even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, and as Tosas points out, it had its surahs of Pesach at the entranceways, Rabbi Yochanan holds that traffic passing through would have annulled their enclosing power if not for its doors. So the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yochanan was only discussing the statement of the Chachamim, but he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. In Eretz Yisrael, one is not chayav for carrying an rishus harabim on Shabbos. According to the Gemara's final understanding of the statement, certain areas that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus harabim because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the encampment in the desert where the land was flattened by the Anane HaKavod. Daf Chav Gimel, so the symbol Chav Gimel is a keg. So here goes. Their beer maker's karpa full of kegs, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. The beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth, which reminds us the next mission discusses the laws of a karpa, an area enclosed for non-residential purposes, even though on a deraisa level it's a rishus yachid. Since it's a large area that can be confused with the rishus rabim, the rabbanim prohibit using it in certain circumstances. Rav Yudim and Vavi said that one may carry in a garden or a karpuff that is not more than 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction, that's surrounded by a fence 10 tefachim high, and provided that it has a shomer, a watchman's booth, or a beis dira, a dwelling, or that it's near a city. Rashi explains that when the karpuff is close to the city, the owner comes out regularly to use it, and it's as if it's designated for residential use. Rav Yudim says that it's permissible to carry in the karpuff even if one contains a water hole, a ditch, or a cave. Rabbi Akiva permits carrying in it even as none of these, provided that size does not exceed 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction. So the beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square, which reminds the coin Rabbi Akiva, karpa cannot exceed 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction and must be a perfect square. The Gemara seeks a deraisa allusion for this, and Rabbi Yehuda answers with the pasuk, Orech ha-chatzer me'ba amu rochav chamishim chamishim. The length of the courtyard is 100 amos, and its width is 50 by 50. Now, what does the pasuk mean, 50 by 50? It said the length is 100. The Torah is saying to take 50 and surround 50, meaning take the 50 amos by which the chatzar's length exceeds its width, and distribute it around the perimeter of the other 50 to form a perfect square, equaling 5,000 square amos. Since the pasuk's not coming to teach the square with regards to the chatzar of the Mishkan, it must be coming to teach regarding another halacha, meaning the size of a karpa. So the beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square, while Mr. Cohen's neighboring karpa was rectangular with an exact ratio of 2-1, just like the chatzer of the Mishkan. Which reminds that in addition to bringing Rabbi Kiva's opinion that a karpa must be square, the Mishnah brings the opinions of Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Yossi regarding the shape of a karpa. The Gemara revises their opinions based on a brisa that states, they both hold that a karpa may be rectangular up to a ratio of 2-1, as the chatzer of Mishkan was 50-100, but it may not be longer by even one amma. The difference between them is that Rabbi Yossi holds l'chadchila it should be square, whereas Rabbi Yazar holds there's no preference for the karpav to be square. Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simur Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a kad. So here goes. The glass pitchers, that must be more in Daf Chav Dalet. The glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows, which reminds us that Bryson Daf Chav Gimel Amma Bey stated that if most of the karpav was planted with trees, it's like a chatzer, and carrying is permitted. There's a machlokes and a rhyme regarding when this applies. Rav Yudah said in the name of Avimi, Bahushi asun itzdabros. This is true only if the trees were arranged in rows. Rashi explains that planting in rows makes the karpuff a pleasant place to sit, and it's therefore a usable area. Rav Nachman said, Afu pisha ein asun itzdabros. Even if the trees are not in rows, it's still a usable area, and therefore it is permitted to carry there. Mar Yehuda visited the home of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, and he saw people carrying in karpuffs that had trees that were not arranged in rows, and Rav Huna told them that he holds, like Rav Nachman. So the glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to re-enclose a karpuff for residential use, which reminds the karpuff more than two beisah must be originally designated for residential use in order to permit carrying in it. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that in the case of karpuff yosim beis asaim shohukah padira, a karpuff that was more than two beisah that was not originally enclosed for residential purposes, and subsequently a dwelling was built inside it, and a door opened from it into the karpuff, in order to make the karpuff as if it was originally designated for residential use, poritz bo piritza yosim eser amos. One must make a breach in it that is wider than 10 amos, but godru ma'amido esra umutter, and then fence it to restore the breach to no more than 10 amos, and carrying is then permitted, because the karpuff has now been re-enclosed for residential use. Rav Nachman was asked if the karpuff would be permitted through this leniency if they breached an amma of the wall and then fenced in that amma, and then breached another amma next to it and fenced it in until they eventually completely re-erected a segment of the wall that was over 10 amos. Rav Nachman answered that it would be permitted, and he brought proofs for this from cases related to Dinei Tumah. So glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to reenclose a karpuff for residential use and flooded the area. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding a karpuff of more than two beisah that was enclosed for residential purposes and subsequently became full of water. The Rabban said that it's like a karpuff with plants that was mentioned in the Brayson Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which is unfit for residential use and is therefore forbidden to carry there. It was said in the Amar Rava that it's like a karpa planted with trees, and carrying is permitted. A Maimar said that this is only true if the water is fit for use, which Rashi qualifies as fit for drinking. Ravashi said that even if it's fit for use, it's only permitted to carry within it if the deep part of the water, which Rashi says is 10 tefachim deep, does not cover an area greater than 2 beisah. If it did, because then the area would be rendered unusable. Daf Chafei, so the Simcha Chafei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party, silver anniversary, that must be on Daf Chafei. The husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential karpuf by re-enclosing it with a new inner fence, which reminds us, a karpuf yosim beis asayim shel hukaf adira, a karpuf of more than 2 beisah, which was not enclosed for residential purposes, hirchik min akosa arba bas mechitza, if he moved it 4 tefachim from the old wall and erected a new partition hoyo, it's effective in being considered a new enclosure of the karpuf, and thereby makes it a karpuf shehukaf adira, and carrying is permitted. Pachas mishlosh lohoyo, if he erected a new partition that was less than 3 tefachim from the old wall, it's not effective. Since the distance between the partition and the old wall is insignificant, the partition is not recognized as a new enclosure. Rashi explains that having mechitza al gavi mechitza, it's comparable to a mechitza constructed over a pre-existing mechitza. It's a machlokas of the distance from the old wall to the new wall was from 3 to 4 tefachim. Rava says it is effective for re-enclosing the karpuf because the space between the walls is beyond the distance of lavud, whereas Rava says it is not effective since the area between the walls is not an area of 4 tefachim, it is not considered significant to deem it a new enclosure. So the husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential karpuf by re-enclosing with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence, which reminds the Gemara discusses a method of reducing the area of a karpuf enclosed for non-residential purposes to 2 beisah or less. Tach botit, if one applied mud to the inside of the karpuf's walls, if the mud can stand on its own, it's an effective form of reduction, and therefore carrying is permitted. If the mud cannot stand on its own, Rava says, Havi mute, it's an effective form of reduction, hashta miha kai, because now at least the mud is standing, whereas Rava says, Lavi mute, it's not an effective form of reduction, kaven do yachol mekum bifnei atzmo, wal kumhu, since the mud cannot stand on its own, it's insignificant, and it does not reduce the size of the karpuf. So the husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential karpuf by re-enclosing it with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence came to naught when the outer wall of the mansion that was adjacent to it collapsed. Which reminds us, how busuna da havisamachu guda da padna. There was an orchard that was adjacent to the wall of a mansion, and the outer wall of the mansion, which served as a wall of the orchard, collapsed. Even though this wall was the only one to enclose the orchard for residential use, and with its collapse, one would have thought the carrying would now become prohibited, since the orchard was greater than 2 beisah. Rabivi thought to say, Lismacha guda gavyasa, that they may rely on the inner wall of the house. Since the inner wall was constructed to enclose the house for dwelling purposes, it should enclose the orchard for the same purpose. Rabpapi said to Rabivi that his reasoning was incorrect. Since the inner walls were made for the inside of the house, and were not constructed to enclose the orchard for residential purposes, carrying in the orchard remains prohibited. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which topic went about Zechariah's vision, which indicates the Torah is 3,200 times more vast than the universe? That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number 2, which topic of Machlokas, whether trees planted in a karpuf need to be planted in rows to make the karpuf usable or not? That's on Daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you learn that Yeshayahu established a temporary yeshiva next to the palace so that the limited Torah could be a schus for a sick Chizkiyahu? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 4, which stuff do you learn there's a 3-way machlokas regarding what's required to permit carrying within a karpuf? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we have a machlokas whether when one is mevatel as chatzer, it means he was also mevatel as bias? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn that one method for reducing the size of a karpuf that was greater than 2 beisah is to put mud on the inside wall of the fence? That's on Daf Chafei. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we learn that's machlokas whether carrying from the Reish Kavusa's house to the arbor required a fenced in path or not? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 8, which stuff do we learn one method to re-enclose a karpuf shel hukaf adira was to install a new fence within the enclosure? That's on Daf Chafei. Good. Number 9, Which did we learn the source for Bikiva Shita that the Karpuff must be square? That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good. And number 10, which did we learn that in the case of an outer wall of a house that collapsed that was adjacent to an orchard, the inner wall of the house does not help to enclose the orchard? That's on Duff. Chafig. Good. Now we go to the bonus questions. Which did we learn from Chizkiyahu that when a cherub, a sharp sword, is placed on one's neck, one should never give up hope? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number 2. Which did we learn that androgynous is not a Zachar Badai? That's on Duff. Kuf Lamed Vav in Shabbos. Good. And number 3. Which did we learn the importance of saying Amen B'kol Kocho with all your concentration? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Tes in Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.